Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to AMC Press and Co. We welcome you whether you're on planet Mars. This means aliens can hear us. Brilliant! We wondered where those came from. We were all talking about it in the office. Short notes. Very quickly before we begin, we are an affiliate of Blog Talk Radio Network. We would like to express the views and opinions of the hosts are not shared with any affiliates or sponsors. View discretion is advised.
And hello, it's me, Allison, and I'm all alone here. I guess Red Hood and Johnny will be on their way. So, on that note, tonight's affiliates are go as follows. Get a $25 American Express card for every $100 purchase spent on diesel luggage. Only available from November 10th to the 13th. Promotion is able to be combined with other site offers. And to support our troops, Jelly Belly will donate 25 cents to support U.S. veterans and their families for every bag of Jelly Belly's camel beans sold, which you could find those on itsmyurls.com. Find amcpressandco.com on itsmyurls.com/amcpressandco. You can also find us on, you can also tweet us at amcpress31 and amcpressnews, which is also found on itsmyurls.com/amcpress. And I'm hoping that Red Hood's going to be coming in.
Yes, I am here.
Out tonight.
Yes, I was going to have a one-woman show.
Oh, God, no.
I have technology.
Not again. Do you remember the one back in 2001 that you screwed up? Anyway.
No. What about the things that you screwed up, Brad?
Uh-oh.
Well, oh, Jesus. I think I'm going to have to grab my boxing gloves.
Are you good?
Are you ready, woman?
Dingy again.
Quit playing with your dingy.
Oh, shut up, you.
No, but I think he has a point, too.
I always have a point.
Yes, please, put that thing away. You know how it gets.
Yeah, sure.
Okay,
Okay.
We begin tonight with the best thing of all. Well, not the best thing, not the worst thing, but it strikes again. Facebook is trying to save the world.
Or at least attempting to
save the world. We sort of think not.
I mean, in all
seriousness, Mr. Zuckerberg, you have conducted secret tests. You have conducted secret psychological tests, and now you want to have a donation for
Ebola?
Ebola!
Any second now, it's coming. Where are you?
I think Blog Talk Radio device.
Exactly. Yeah.
What the heck was that?
It's called a little children's child screaming. Ebola. Or not. Anyway, it's good that you're working with NetHope. But at the same time,
NetHope, cool. That's awesome.
That's cool. Mm. That's awesome.
But why Facebook?
Why
do you have to be like this?
Why now? Why then?
Why ever?
I mean, very often. Very often,
NetHope,
we're not blaming you. We're blaming Facebook.
No,
I'm
not.
We're blaming Facebook.
Quit playing with your dinghy.
Yeah. No, maybe
in the coming week and over, its users will see an option to donate to 3 non-profits fighting Ebola. International Medical Corps, the International Federation for the Red Cross, and the Red Cross Crescent Society, Save the Children. I'm a big proponent.
Which is all great.
However,
I don't think Facebook equates to saving.
Exactly.
Or anything. It's almost like tomato.
I really don't think it equates.
Zuckerberg is just wanting to get into the news. It's almost going to become like the Kardashians. Oh, what's Zuckerberg doing now?
I mean,
yeah.
No.
Not the best,
not the worst, but yet, when you have this conundrum of young people in their 20s up to their 60s, maybe even the hundreds, and they're saying the big crisis is Ebola, something that you can only get by bodily function. Then there is definitely a problem.
Right.
Definitely a problem with two things. The one, I think Mark Zuckerberg is trying to be the next Bill Gates.
Yeah.
There's only one Bill Gates. Yes, there's only one Bill Gates, but there could be two, and he's trying to make it the second.
Yeah, and I'm sure that will...
I mean, he talks a great game.
But could he walk and talk?
I don't think he can walk and talk. But that's just me. You know, walking, there's a little bit more to go. You know, I think that, you know, one thing, you know, creating the impact is great, but asking the public to donate $2 to a campaign that we don't even know what it's for, and all you can say is, Ebola.
Right.
It's insane. I mean, failing is an option. Yes.
Maybe failing would be the best option you could take,
but,
get.
You know.
But I know that sounds kind of cruel, but
yeah. I mean, you can't get any stupider than a tech wizard who's in his late 20s trying to actually claim claim the right to Ebola.
Yeah, it's almost like let your wife handle it.
Exactly. You can't.
I kind of look at it and say, okay, it's a nice attempt. Attempt that probably would have been better suited for your wife.
Exactly. It's like, here I come to save the day.
And then all of
super awesome.
Every employee in Facebook is probably staring at him like, what the fuck has he just done?
And why? And oh, yeah, see, he's making more attention to the media. It's like, but,
you know, what the fuck have you just done, Mark? No, really, we want to know. Why have you just done this? And what is it for?
We'd all love to know.
I mean, we would all love to know. We'd all love to know, and we would all not like to make a check out to Ebola. We do care about Africa, just not in this way.
Can't even say it right.
What, Africa?
No, Ebola.
Ebola. Oh, yeah.
Sounds like a disease you get from uncooked meat.
Exactly. Ebola. But then there's also the
it's kind of crazy when you think about it. How he could just wake up at no matter what and say, I'm going to do this. Does he have investors say, this may not be the best thing you do?
Investors are saying, wait a second, I have to consult my wife first. And the wife is looking at the husband saying, what the hell? What the hell are you doing? You know, kind of thing.
Where it's saying, oh, you didn't want me to do this? You now ended up doing this?
It just
blows my mind. At least.
I mean, it blows my mind with it blows my mind with insensitivity, because one hand you're saying it's right to donate to Ebola, right?
When
Ebola is used for the excuse all around the fucking world, you know. But, you know, things could be worse. We could have typhoid fever. And this Justin, we have a new promo, guys. Actually, it's the same promo we've done from last week, but it's this weekend, it's Veterans Day. Well, all of you veterans,
yeah, we're listening.
Well, all you veterans, well, Veterans Day special of iHomeAudio.com. Get 20% off your entire purchase by entering the code VALOR. 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 Or a third time. VALOR. Plus an additional 5% off when donating to Hope for Warriors. This coupon is valid until November 17th. No exclusions apply. On with the show.
Yeah.
Allison, you have something to tell us about non-profits that provide service dogs for disabled vets?
Yes. There's a group actually giving dogs, service dogs, to vets to help with help aid them get through their time getting home from war, which is very big. It's
in what
huge.
Way will they help out?
It will help them with their PTSD and going through. They would be with traumatic brain injuries, to mobility issues. They will be helping with, and these disabled vets will be getting these service dogs free of charge, which is very cool. Is there anything you guys like to add?
Well, I mean, from the point of view of the dogs, we're not free. We won't go. We need 10,000 milk-bone biscuits, 5,000 licks, 4,000 people with non-PSD, and also some blind people. Do you have any of that? Yes? Good. Okay, fuck it. Throwing PSD at a discount.
Bad. That's so bad.
But at the same time, it is... Shut up, Red. It is, you know, I'm going to say, stepping out of Red for 2 seconds as me, it is good that they're doing this, you know. Because people with PTSD suffer way more than most people.
Right.
You know, coming back from a war is very traumatic, and you know, these people need all the help they can get.
I agree.
They need all the help they can get, and if we can provide it to them, fantastic, great. You know, and that's all I have to say with it.
It's huge. It's like you're going, they're getting so much from those dogs.
Yeah.
They're going to be
exactly.
able to overcome the challenges that get in their way on a daily basis. It's very big when you're dealing with people who obviously served our country, but then coming home and they could be at their lowest.
Yeah.
And I, for one, say helping them, they helped protect us.
Yeah.
Having a dog that is not only a companion, but also be able to help them get through so much in life will be worth it. So, in so many ways. It's just, what do you guys feel about this?
I mean, I feel that you know, it is, it is one thing to, it is one thing to have PTSD and, you know, do that.
That's huge, to be able to just
it's
say...
It's another...
And being able to go through it and say that they're going to get it.
I guess.
Will make it where you're not only protected, but you're also making sure everyone has what they need.
Well, yeah.
And not anything else.
Definitely not anything else. You know, making sure people have what they need, perfect.
That's huge. That's so big.
Yeah. Making sure people have what they need. Like, if people need websites, they get websites. If you need other stuff, well, you get other stuff.
Right.
You know?
You can't deny what they're doing is not only going to be a benefit. They're going to help so many vets who've been overseas. So, yes.
Oh, sure. I mean... Yes,
and being,
he's back.
Yes, yeah. Johnny is back.
He's back.
Is my door that loud?
Yes, it's very loud. We could hear it.
So that's not necessarily a bad thing.
No, it's not.
It's the not so quiet door. No pun intended.
Yeah, the not so quiet door. But the not so quiet door of opportunity. Right.
Oh, yes.
Amen.
Right. But, yes. We have much more to go, don't we?
Yes.
I mean,
yeah.
Let's get off me and my door antics.
Yeah. So anyway, off to the races.
Trying to inject some fun into it, you know.
Yeah. Right. Whatever. Yet, Disabled Veterans also have a scuba project going on.
Yes,
they sit under the water with the SS Marine. Well, I say, this disabled vet scuba project to help vets heal, which is a fantastic thing, which is awesome. Which is awesome in the fact that the Disabled Veteran Scuba Project provides scuba diving lessons to West Los Angeles veterans, meaning to help them with physical and mental injuries while deploying overseas. Really good. And it's a great way to connect with other people, and it's a self-confidence booster. And the thing is that there is a realm when they feel that they're in the water, they feel like there's a realm on this planet that they've never accessed before, and now they can.
Which is even better to say we're getting through. We're going to get through this. Going to get through the injuries that we had to be able to succeed.
Oh, chose me. And
which I
look in a way
as being so huge.
Yeah, in a way that is fantastic. You know, taking that into effect, in the fact that the VA has had such a disastrous effect on veterans.
They had their own issues.
Recently,
we can't deny it.
No, we cannot deny it. But this being a disabled podcast, it is kind of a thing where people kind of, you know, don't get the fact that water can be very good.
Water actually helps even people who have leg issues and other issues of that nature, too. So it could be help. It will help them. It will help those veterans who have issues. Which I look at
yeah.
it and say, you can grow. You can overcome.
And overcome in ways that are the best, you know, the best thing for you. returning home. Let me just say, it's a drag. You know, the people. It's a drag to it's a drag to return home and see that the person who is aged 25 and serves in the military for 3.5 years, that's 28 years old and comes back a veteran. And they serve and they risk their lives for us, which is big. You can't deny that. It's big, but why? Why do it? And them not be able to get their best care. They need to get the care, best care possible.
Right.
It's not like they've seen things. They saw things that we don't even know about. So it does lend me to say everyone has to step up, especially those that were not disabled. And when they become disabled due to a issue they had in the war. Last time I checked, they served our country. That means hope. There's a term in with the Marines, Semper Fi, which
yes,
Semper
Fi. Yeah, okay, I get that. But Semper Fi can only go so far.
Yeah. I agree, but it also means that VA and other organizations have to help. Better help, helping those that need the help get the help, because there's only so much people could do that's not government related. There's organizations out there that help, but then what if there's always that where those organizations that help are nonprofits, they depend on those on donations. So if they don't get the donations, that depletes, that limits them on actually helping those are in need. I'm not wrong.
No, you're not wrong. I'm not saying that you're not wrong or whatever. But at the same time, you know, many, 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 many things go on. You know what I mean?
Oh, yes. Yeah. And I understand. I'm just saying it would be a great thing to see those groups actually stepping up. And say we're going
to. But they're not
to
going to step up anytime soon.
Yeah, and that's been, and that's.
They're not going to step up anytime soon because they want a Republican Congress to do everything.
And Congress could only do so much, and so they all have to work together. Just like with this atrocity that the VA caused. Now they're stepping up after how many people have missed
were mistreated?
Right.
Does it have to get to
right.
that point to say we're going to help? Just like people with disabilities, how long are we waiting to get there and fair treatment?
Guess. I mean, how long?
I'm looking at that way too. How long is it for us? We actually have to wait and deal with everything that gets in our way.
Yes.
And no one comes and helps us. So it's either you see, and there are veterans that do deserve the help. I'm not discounting that. But I think there needs to be stepping up help. There has to be help. Things have to step up for everyone, not just a group, not just one group of people with disabilities. And that includes veterans, too.
Well, it may include veterans, too.
But we get the...
Do we get the short end of the stick?
Yeah, we do. More times than not. And we're being honest. I have been around the bush. And I have relatives that were who were veterans that have now who passed away. I'm raised with the military style. So, yeah, it kind of lends the fact of saying, you want to treat us this way, be ready for people with disabilities to start sticking up for each other and start being advocates and advocating. And we won't stand down. It will be, let's show you what's really going on with people with disabilities. It's not always the nicest thing either.
No,
just putting my two cents in.
No, it's not the nicest thing, but it isn't the nicest thing to return home and you're suddenly a corpse on the sidewalk.
Yeah, I agree with you there too.
You know,
there's so many
things. I mean, you might as well go around every fucking, you know, block in Washington, D.C. or Berlin. Not Berlin, sorry. Washington, D.C., Texas, New York, Hartford, Connecticut, okay? And with white chalk. There's a dead body, wherever do I look? It's a sad state of affairs.
Yeah.
The sad state of affairs when we've just released 3,500 troops into Iraq that are quote-unquote advisors with no boots on the ground, and we have more going on here at home.
Oh, yeah. I agree with you so much.
President of the United States, if you're listening, that means you. I mean, it's a sad state of affairs, President, when people, you know,
and you're not even
And you're not even thinking, and you're not even talking about people who have disabilities in general.
No, I'm talking about a specific minority. A specific minority that is our veterans. It's us.
Yeah.
We here on this podcast, though we don't reveal our age, we're somewhere in our mid to late and early 20s. Okay? We could be you. We're not.
We could be, and there's people.
That's
out
what
there.
Makes me angry. You
oh,
know,
yeah.
That's what makes me pissed off. You want to really, really, really make, really, 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 really make me pissed off, or not pissed off and happy at you? Do something for disabilities. Do something for people with disabilities. Do something that actually makes a fucking difference.
And
don't just say that
you're disabilities. It's almost like, yes, the veterans need help. Yes, people with disabilities need help too. You could do both. Have you ever heard of multitasking?
I don't think they have.
Yeah, which we support our troops. We support our veterans. We do not support the misguidedness. I feel like more has to be done. More has to be done in general to make sure veterans get the best care. And people with disabilities. We look at this and say, help. Don't hurt. Actually, help us. Help those veterans. Help those who fought. I mean, Earth, Wind, and Fire didn't make
there's this particular song that I'm blanking out on. But The Way of the World. That's it. The Way of the World for nothing. If you listen to that song, it's a great song, but it is also kind of a warning, you know?
Yeah.
You don't have the you don't have the thing about like I said earlier, in this country you don't have with years and years and years of documents of paper.
And obviously see so much too. And then you get treated like there is something wrong.
Exactly. But we do have to go on to finish up the show.
Yes, we do. And don't you, Johnny, have something else to discuss?
And Johnny,
and bring
well, we do have another program, don't we?
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Oh, yes. I'll take this one. Worldbooks.com. $10 to $15 off of $50. What a deal. Anyway, use WBE5KY4. That's WBEY.
Oh, sorry.
WBE5YK4. WBE5YK4. At checkout.
Sorry about that.
Yes, and to close the show.
Just
only in New York can you see all kinds of naked men.
Oh my.
Naked men sleeping and drinking whiskey on a New York subway train. Now, this is normal for people living in New York. We realize that this might provoke some very indecent exposure. Yet, Peter Davis, who took a viral, a passenger who took a viral photograph of his birthday suit rider at around 8:30 p.m., told the Huffington Post, "The man took catnaps between twigs of his bottle, and a lot of people asked, why didn't you call 911? Davis said. A group executive editor of the Daily Front Row magazine. Huffington Post. The reason is that he would have just been arrested, and I'm not a snitch. And I've seen the NYPD handle sleeping people on benches, and it isn't friendly." Davis earlier said, told the New York Post that the man rode the train for at least six stops. And in Manhattan, and some commuters steered clear of the man, perhaps out of fear, while others continued to stare at their smartphones. If I was on the train and just been like, oh yeah, I'm gonna fucking veg out. Yeah. Oh, I don't care if anybody smells my stinky armpits. Yeah, I'm gonna do. Okay, fine. But yeah. I know I've lost my job. It's 2014, but I don't care. I'm still pretty. Yeah. Time to go sleep. But no. Yet, the Post later reported that a woman noticed the resemblance between a man on the subway and a man who was photographed in nude on a park bench most recently, and also wearing similar sneakers. Yet,
so,
if we very, very quickly, since we only have 15 minutes, rewind the scenario. Hello, are you naked man on the train? Yes, I am.
Yes, I am naked man. Would the naked man please stand up?
No, I can't. Well, oh, that was good.
I love my mommy.
Kind of thing. Yeah, it would be
one of those things that
It is every day that you actually see these people. The sad thing, like the VAs, is that they don't have any place to go.
It's like you can't really do much when you don't have anywhere to go.
You can't. And really, the thing is that it's incredible to be nothing being done about it, you know.
And then people bitch that, oh, people homeless are around. And similar situations would happened in Florida, where a guy was trying to speed homeless and gets carted off to jail.
Last time I checked, he's doing a very nice thing.
Yeah.
And who gives... It's almost like... Right up... It's almost like, give it up. Actually, start doing. Not hindering.
I think
that makes them as guilty as the next.
Oh, sure.
I don't think people would appreciate that.
Well, it makes it guilty as next.
And it's unfortunate.
It's unfortunate in terms of many things.
Yeah.
You know, many things that, you know, it just shows me, okay, how many homeless people to how many vets there are. And this
right,
is
and how many of those people could potentially be vets, too. Because there's always that.
Well, yeah.
And if they can't, and if they have trouble rejoining society, you can't blame you. There has to be more.
No, of course there has to be more. There has to be more in terms of help. There has to be more in terms of thing. There has to be more just in terms of support.
Yeah.
People say there is more. Where is it?
Because last time we've seen, support isn't there. Or at least it doesn't look like it's there. And it's sad. It's like you're hurting those that actually helped you be, helped maintain the U.S. as a free, be free. Make sure everyone had the ability to be free.
Well, that's what this nation is built on.
Yes, and seems like people forget. It's just from my what, just by the way it looks. And it's quite upsetting. Especially when there's vets out there that obviously don't have that help that is needed. So they end up on the streets. They end up being places where
being places that being places that you don't want to be at.
Yeah. And no one will see what actually happens until you're actually in that situation. No one knows.
I mean, nobody knows, but it is kind of the
thing. That you just don't do. You just don't do. And it's sad that our nation has come to this, you know.
I agree.
It's sad that our nation is.
It's very hard. It's hard for me to say I was raised with them, brought up with knowing about the military near one of the bases in Pennsylvania or facilities where they do different things that are related to the military still. And they believe it's still a base, but that's here nor there. But it's still the point of saying if people aren't getting treated and cared for, that only means, that makes it where more will end up homeless, more people will end up being in areas of the great unknown, or will be treated less than what they were treated before.
Oh, sure.
And until people actually start saying, okay, what's the possibilities that we could do? What can we do? What's the best thing that we could do to help these people?
Exactly.
They helped make sure that we're free. Now, who's going to help step up and help them in their time of need?
Exactly. Exactly. And so I guess we have to end the show tonight. And we'll be back tomorrow with some very
other
cool,
interesting.
Other interesting news.
Yes.
And today we got a little bit serious.
On that note, we will bid you adieu.
Exactly. And you know where you can find us. We mentioned it at the top of the broadcast. And we have more interesting things coming.
Yes, and you can find out, or you can find us at itsmyurls.com/AMCPress and football.